But first this hour, today is Election Day in the 8th Congressional District in the race to replace Trent Franks. To vote, you'll need to do it the old-fashioned way by finding your polling place and voting in person. The mail-in ballot deadline has passed. The man keeping tabs on those mail-in ballots and making note of their party affiliations and demographics is Garrett Archer. He's Senior Analyst of Election Information Systems for Arizona Secretary of State Michelle Reagan. He's with us now to give us a glimpse of what he's noticed so far. Garrett, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So what have you seen as far as who has mailed back or who did mail back their early ballots in advance of the special election?
Well, we have Maricopa County has indicated that we have about 100,000 ballots that have already been returned. 65,000 of those have been Republicans and 35,000 have been Democrats. We initially expected that number to be somewhat lower based on this being a special election. However, the trends have been showing much closer to a standard primary that we have in August. And we're seeing an electorate that reflects very much what a August primary would be like.
Why do you think that is for this particular special election? Is it something about the people who live in that district?
I believe so. This is a very engaged district. You're voting. I believe that voting is a behavior, and many of these people do have this behavior. The demographics of this district, it skews somewhat older. It's comprised of mostly retirement communities. So and we do see, statewide, we do have a situation of where, the majority of our electorate is over the age of 65, and this district reflects that nicely. So, they sort of punch above their weight in certain areas like this, like a special election.
Right. And break down who exactly is there for us. This is the West Valley, so it includes parts of Sun City, Sun City West, et cetera. How do they break down politically?
So this district is a majority Republican district. I don't have that number exactly in front of me as far as the party demographics of the registered numbers, but it's 10 or so points Republican, and that's being reflected in the early ballots that have appeared. It is obviously, as I said, it's about almost double the amount of Republicans have voted. However, the Democrats, being that there is two Democrats, there's two mainstream Democrats on the ballot, and so they've actually increased their participation by about 10,000 from a normal primary. So we're seeing Democrats actually going to the polls at a larger number than they normally do in this district.
So I'm also wondering, so this is a special election, right? This is a February random Tuesday. What is it that your office does and that the county does to try to make sure people know how to vote and where to vote? And especially now that the early voting is done, they have to get to the polls.
So we have a dedicated election portal. Secretary Reagan has a dedicated elections portal, Arizona.vote, that basically, has all of these voter statistics on hand for anybody to look at. And additionally has a polling place locator that people are able to see if they are registered to vote. We have that. Maricopa County has something similar. Both the county and ourselves are trying to, allow people to know that even if they have an early ballot and the deadline has passed, they are still able to go to a polling place and drop that ballot off. We'd like to, obviously see as many people as possible turn out to vote.
Garrett, given what you've noticed as far as the number of early ballots turned in, you mentioned it was closer to an August primary than a special primary. Do you have any expectation of what polling places might look like today as far as turnout?
Yes, I'm expecting approximately 30,000 votes to come in today, about 20,000 Republicans and 10,000 Democrats across the district. So that is going to be about one quarter of the electorate, is going to vote today in person.
So that's fairly similar to what you've been reporting over the course of early ballots going out in the early voting process, that about three quarters would come in ahead of time.
Correct.
All right, very good. That's Garrett Archer, Senior Analyst of Election Information Systems for the Arizona Secretary of State's Office. Garrett, happy Election Day. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you very much for having me.